In the same Psalm, Psalm 45 and verse 15, we will read these words. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. There is a betrothal, and there is a consummation of the marriage in the life of the believer. The betrothal is akin to what we speak of as the engagement, but it is an engagement can be broken off, but a betrothal is a legal standing, it is forever. But it's the beginning of the Christian life, and the consummation is the ultimate, that morning of the resurrection that we've been speaking about. In your betrothal, it was private. It was akin to Joseph making himself known to the brethren. It was reserved for the Lord. Maybe, I don't know what was your situation individually, but were brought to himself. And it was you and him. But the morning of the resurrection, the consummation of that marriage is going to be very different. It's going to be public. They shall be publicly raised up, and they shall be openly acquitted in the day of judgment. All the righteousness of Christ put to your account, and now in your completeness of your character will be there. To the gaze of the world, to the gaze of the angels, made known to the glory of the one who stood in your Roman place, your Saviour. It will be a public coming that morning to that marriage. It will be a triumphant entering into the fullness of that marriage. Sin, death, and Satan will be put under your feet forever. It will be an occasion when you will be welcomed by angels. There will be no jealousy on their part. But you will be welcomed openly by such. And you shall be brought there forever, never to be taken away from there. And you shall be brought with joy and mirth on every side into the palace of the king, and there you shall abide. To be with him, to know him whom to know, is life eternal. Begins here, because which is its fullness, where there be nothing of sin to besmirch the enjoyment of it forever. May the Lord bless these few little words again.